There finally may be a deal in Zimbabwe to end months of political crisis. President Robert Mugabe and his rival for power, Morgan Tsvangirai, are still working out the details, but they've agreed to govern their troubled nation together. The deal comes after disputed elections last spring, widespread violence before and since, and an economy that has just about crumbled. As the world's Laura Lynch reports, not everyone sees the agreement as the key to peace and stability.
This is Good Morning Zimbabwe.
The drumbeat sounded the call on state-run radio. The people were about to hear that change might possibly be coming.
The leaders of Zimbabwe's three main political parties that have been logged in power-sharing talks have finally appended their signatures to a document meant to end the political impasse in the country.
Even if the language was stilted, the words were clear. Robert Mugabe is finally agreeing to share power with his rivals, opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai, and the head of a smaller third party. Mugabe once said only God would remove him from office. Today, Zimbabwe's ambassador to the United Nations, Boniface Chikaousiku, suggested the president now accepts mere mortals can at least force him to share the powers he guards so jealously.
President Mugabe has led Zimbabwe since 1980, and he has done a sterling job. But like all human beings, there comes a time, you know, when you hand over the baton to somebody else, when the time comes.
The opposition's new speaker in parliament, Lovemore Moyo, isn't exactly crowing about the new deal, especially because Mugabe still retains some authority.
Of course, it's better than nothing. We are in a way happy with what we managed to get. We wanted a titular head of state with an executive prime minister. But that did not happen. So what we got at the end of the day, perhaps, was nearly a 50-50 power sharing. So not exactly initially what we want.
One of the things they wanted was control of all security forces. Reports suggest the opposition will direct the country's police, but the military will still come under Mugabe's control. Political analyst Adam Habib of the University of Johannesburg says that's because the armed forces still wield enormous power in Zimbabwe. And senior officers feared they would face the consequences for directing a brutal campaign of violence across the country.
I think they must have given the blessing for this. I think that there was a real concern that these people were not taken care of in the last agreement, and they balked at the idea. They balked at a settlement that doesn't resolve their dilemmas, one of which is the possibility of prosecution down the line. So implicitly, it may not be done explicitly, but implicitly, I'm almost certain that there have been guarantees, amnesty guarantees given to all of these individuals. And I think they are the mainstay, the support base, if you like, for a resolution. Otherwise, this would never have happened.
For Mugabe, for the military, holding on to absolute power was no longer an option. With the economy in tatters, with an astronomical inflation rate and economic sanctions, there's little money left to even pay soldiers and civil servants. Doing a deal could encourage Western nations to contribute much-needed aid. But there's little joy in the country today. Instead, people are wary and worried.
We are not all that concerned about who is going to be who, but what we are concerned of is, are they going to address the critical issues in Zimbabwe, to address the people's interests? Right now, people are suffering poverty, there's hunger in Zimbabwe.
We've been waiting for quite some time, actually, for the deal to be successful. But I'm very skeptical, you know, about the outcome of the deal.
We are going to look to give a time frame, or we are going to give a period whereby we are going to see, are they going to deliver such things, or we are going to go again on the table whereby we are going to say, we need another regime, or we need another change.
In March, Zimbabweans did vote for change and saw their country slide into violence and repression. They know all too well that Robert Mugabe has never hesitated to use brute force to sweep aside rivals. That's what makes many unable to believe he's really ready to welcome them into office now. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.